This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 10th, 2020. Today's John Lothian newsletter starts with a story I wrote titled, David Downey Knows Security Futures Like No One Else. Here's the beginning of the story. David Downey does not suffer fools well. His statements are very direct and to the point, and he knows when he is right and is willing to point out where regulators and competitors are wrong. Downey is in the process of shutting down One Chicago, but his writings and comments about security futures will live on much longer and may yet change the world. A perfect example of this would be his letter to the CFTC from October 1, 2018, ostensibly about security futures position limits and position accountability, but really an opportunity for him to unload about how security futures are misunderstood by regulators. The comment was for the CFTC, but aimed at both the CFTC and the SEC. Downey took the One Chicago job after retiring from a career with Timber Hill and Interactive Brokers. He retired suddenly, as I've written before, for personal reasons that involved a tragic car accident that took the lives of two close friends. There is a great profile of Downey by Anthony Malakian in Waters Technology from 2011 that I recommend thoroughly. It was Thomas Petterfy who convinced Downey to take the One Chicago job, and Malakian says it happened all because of one sentence from Petterfy: "No one thinks it can be done." To read the rest of the commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. ED&F Mann saw the abyss and walked back from it, getting a last-minute deal to extend their debt and inject some cash into their business. See more details from the FT story at the top in the lead section of the newsletter. The American Financial Exchange announced today a new Ameribor 30 product, which is a forward-looking Ameribor rate. Also, Alabama-based Service First Bank announced the first loan based on the Ameribor 30 for $20 million. It was yesterday in 1997 that the CME launched its E-mini S&P 500 futures contract. The CME also had some records on September 8th in the equity index quadrant in micro E-mini futures and options. 4.16 million futures contracts traded in a single day, a new record, and 26,000 contracts or more total of micro E-mini S&P 500 options traded. John McNamara and Daniel Day Robinson have started a new business in the UK called Trade Finance Rhino. You can see more information on their new website at www.tfrhino.com. Peak Six has a story on their website about Paul Whelan, who went from being an Indiana University Bloomington jazz piano student to data team lead. Organized online events, FIA Japan is officially supporting a FinCity Tokyo organized online event scheduled on 9/11 at 4 p.m. JST. Look for more information on johnlothiannews.com. ChartIQ is looking for a sales director in Chicago to sell their ChartIQ visualization tools and FinSemble smart desktop. Sign up for BarChart's free virtual grain summit. The event features a concise agenda focused on the latest trends, analysis, and technology impacting the grain markets, and one panel each day. The event is on September 21st to 23rd at 2 p.m. Central Time. More details are on johnlothiannews.com. Other stories from Hits and Takes. Sarah Rudolph, editor-in-chief of GLN, shared this. On the heels of ICE's September 4th acquisition of Ellie Mae, the latter company announced that Ellie Mae Experience 2021, a technology conference for the residential mortgage industry, will be an online event held from March 8th to March 26th, 2021. Registration for the 3-week-long event will open in October 2020. You can go there for more information and here on our website for more updates. Here are some other stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Bloomberg is reporting that Euronext is preparing a $4 billion bid for Borsa Italiana. It will be a joint bid with an Italian partner that will come as soon as this week. Deutsche Börse is also planning to make an offer for the Italian exchange. Euronext NV is preparing to submit a bid as soon as this week for Borsa Italiana SPA, together with an Italian state-owned lender, people with knowledge of the matter said. The offer is set to value the business, which is owned by London Stock Exchange Group PLC, at about 3.5 billion euros, or $4.1 billion, to 4 billion euros, according to the people. Euronext has agreed to a joint bid with Italy's Cassa Depositi e Prestiti SPA, which would get about an 8% stake in Euronext if the deal is successful, the people said, asking not to be identified because the information is private. The FT has a story titled, Why LIBOR's Demise Threatens Small Business Most. In death, as in life, LIBOR's demise is seldom discussed without mentioning that the rate underpins contracts worth hundreds of trillions of dollars. Yet, as efforts to ditch the interest rate benchmark intensify, are we missing out on where the true difficulties in dumping LIBOR lie? We think most of what those in the know dub tough legacy contracts, that is, contracts where an alternative to the London Interbank Borrowing Offered Rate, LIBOR, cannot be easily found, are in the cash markets. That makes up only about a fifth of total assets underpinned by LIBOR, with the balance derivatives. While the derivatives markets has its own challenges, its financial sophistication has meant it's in a far stronger position in preparing for transition. By focusing more on the overall size of the market, we're underestimating the massive implications the death of LIBOR will have on lending to businesses, especially smaller ones. The Wall Street Journal has a story how travel will change post-pandemic. 10 expert predictions. They ask industry pros where we will be traveling in years to come and how hotels, flights, airports, and even luggage will evolve for the better. The first one they say is, we'll rethink Europe. Expect a cooling of the romance with Europe's capitals and new affection for less crowded cities with strong cultural offerings. The FT has a story titled, QAnon has the makings of an America's Al-Qaeda. The U.S. faces great danger if Trump loses the election in November. Edward Luce of the FT writes, mention terrorism and most Americans will instantly think of Muslims. On Friday, the U.S. will commemorate the 19th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. In reality, America should nowadays be far more worried about domestic threats. Two-thirds of its terrorist incidents last year were carried out by right-wing extremists. That rose to 90% in the first 5 months of this year. The top three read stories from the John Lothian newsletter yesterday were, the first one was the Futures Industry Association press release, FIA releases surveillance and market abuse guidelines. Second was a repeat from Tuesday's top three, the Crane Chicago, here's the evidence in case you needed it, that the downtown's been seriously damaged. Third was JP Morgan says staff and customers may have broken the law on COVID-19 loans from the Financial Times. MarketsWiki now has 187,650,746 pages viewed, with 24,424 total pages on the site with 225,987 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.